We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning on this Easter Sunday. We're so glad that you're here. In our call to worship today, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 24, and I'm going to read just the first few verses that reflect upon that scene early Sunday morning when the women came and found the tomb empty. Listen as I read beginning at verse 1 of Luke chapter 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. I want you to notice that title there, please. For the first time in the Gospels, Jesus Christ is called Lord. Why is He called Lord? Why is it brought at this particular point? Because it's linked to His resurrection. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? What a question asked of those that were there. What were they expecting to see? They were expecting to see a dead body. All the teaching that had gone before, where the Lord had spoken about the fact that 3 days would have, we're going to be looking at that this morning in our message, and the Lord had laid out very clearly, it would be 3 days I would rise from the dead. And even the angels in Mark chapter 16 announced to those that were there, He is not here, He is what? Risen. All right, He is risen. It doesn't calculate in the brains of these people. They are seeking the dead, and they should be seeking the living. I think that this is probably the major problem in America today. We're seeking the dead and not the living. Our focus is completely upon human beings and not upon the Savior, the living one. We've got everything in our life linked to this earth, linked to people, linked to government, linked to this. And that is all something that will be destroyed. It's dead. But we should be seeking the living one, the Lord Jesus. I pray today as we have gathered together that our hearts and minds will be knit together in the truth that we serve a living Savior. He is at the right hand of the Father. He has secured for lost sinners life everlasting. Not death, but life everlasting. And sinners must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the truth. You cannot pass it around. You cannot think of some other way. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He is alive today, that He rose bodily from the tomb and is at the right hand of the Father. There is no salvation apart from a living Savior. And we're going to look this morning, Lord willing, at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to see what it means if Jesus Christ is not risen. It means you and I have no hope. I'm thankful this morning that we can sing hymns here that talk about our living Savior, but also know that we have life in Jesus Christ through His finished work on Calvary's tree. That's the glory of the resurrection.